Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From high school to college and everywhere in between, what you need is instruction. You need knowledge, obviously. The last 10 years, there's been something held called the South Florida Coaches Clinic. And it's something that obviously I think it's one of the most underrated environments. A lot of high school coaches haven't taken advantage of a Butch Davis or a Brandon Harris or any of these great or anybody who comes by who's been coaching for a long time and can kind of give them, a few pointers that could help them teach their players. They had it last weekend. Mike Wexler, a Miami Columbus graduate, has been, at the forefront of this. And he's worked his butt off. And I don't think that they're getting a lot of publicity, but we're going to help change that over the next year. And we welcome him in. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time. I guess I could welcome you home, being a Dade County guy. And, as well as I do when we talked, the emphasis on coaches picking up tips to pass on to their players is so essential, but yet a lot of high school coaches are missing out on it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Larry. I appreciate it. It's good to be on. I was just thinking when the last time I was on QAM, and it was when I was a caller on the Neil Rogers show in 1995. Oh, so it's been a while.
That's a long time ago.
It's been a while. So yeah. Again, I appreciate it. So yeah, I'm an educator. I've been an educator for 20 years and a coach. And I'm all about professional development, and I'm all about continuous education, and having the opportunity to provide this to coaches by coaches is one of the most important things that I feel can be done in the game of football for any level, from youth right, all the way up to the elite pros who do it on a basis of being great at it. This event was inspired by Coach Aubrey Hill, the late great Coach Aubrey Hill, who was at Carroll City at the time. He was the one who kind of steered me in the direction of doing this and giving me the opportunity and the outlet to do it with a lot of the contacts that he had within the coaches network. Because at the time, I was just somebody who was just trying to put on a coaches clinic, and I didn't know anybody in the industry besides high school guys. And Aubrey was the guy who gave me a chance and was all about it, would come over here every year, year in and year out, whether if he was at Carroll City or at FIU on Butch's staff to be a presenter. And we would not be where we are today without Aubrey's help. So I'm always forever grateful and indebted to him. It was super unfortunate with what happened to him. And yeah, I always put this event on in his name and legacy when we kick off these clinics each and every year. It's very important that I put his name out there, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, you and I talked, and, you know, here's coaches that you've played with, coached under, Alex Mirabal, who is obviously one of the preeminent offensive line coaches in the country. We talk about Chris Merritt, former coach at Columbus. Talk about that, because you look at a Chris Merritt, now a college coach, but he got that. He got what was needed. There's a lot of high school coaches that understand the process and learning something from a Butch Davis. Come on, NFL coach, one of the best defensive minds we've had in a generation. Somebody's coaching with the Browns and Cowboys and University of Miami and at North Carolina. You know, and his son Andrew has been at Drew has been at over at St. Thomas University. You had Brandon Harris. Talk about this past weekend and how beneficial it was, you know, for those who did come.
Yeah, so we've held the clinic over here in Southwest Florida for the last 10 years. I live and reside in Naples. I moved here in 2005 after I was teaching and coaching under Chris Merritt at Columbus. And it was in 2014 when we started this. And this past weekend, we held our 10th annual clinic. And, it's a phenomenal event with the names of who you just mentioned, Larry, these coaches who are so willing to provide this professional development and education for coaches at any level. And we're talking about youth, high school, and everything in between. And, you know, Coach Davis and I, we reconnected here in Naples. He lives here, and he's been a part of my board of advisors for the last 2 years, and he's been incredible with the assistance of making this happen, because he values and understands the importance of what we're able to provide to coaches. And I think I was telling you yesterday, I have a 7-year-old son now who's just getting involved in football. So my outlook has even changed, knowing I want people who are going to coach my son to know what they're doing and understand what they're doing and continue to get better at what they're doing. And this is what we're able to provide. So that's what we were able to do this weekend. And, you know, we're always looking for a better turnout. Every time I'm there and we have presenters going and coaches from 7 or 8 different states are down here in Southwest Florida, I'm like, man, there should be a lot more people here. But, you know, we got to just continue to tweak it and look for dates that are going to work for as many people as we can. There is no perfect date. So that's what we do every year, is we just try to figure out how are we going to scale this and make it better to the folks who are going to be involved. And of course, we really cater to those coaches in Collier and Lee County. We had the idea and plan to try to do one over in Miami this year, but it just wasn't, we couldn't get the timing right. And we just couldn't find participation to really kick it off the ground. So we're going to have to revamp what we're going to do, because we certainly want to do one in Miami, obviously with Butch and what he's done in the community, me being a hometown guy from Miami, we have the resources, we have the logistics. It's just a matter of getting guys in the chairs to be educated.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Wexler, South Florida Coaches Clinic, does a great job. Mike, how do they, because obviously there's going to be a lot of coaches that listen to this, and, you know, you and I are going to step this up a little bit more next year prior to the event, try to shake some trees, because I just think it's too valuable of an event for these coaches not to take part in, especially South Florida coaches.
Absolutely.
It's an hour and 20 minutes, you know, one way. They could come in caravans and go and enjoy it, and you know, I mean, you got to shake your head to see here Butch Davis talking, and look at the experience. I mean, to me,
absolutely,
if I'm a coach, I would just want to listen to what he has to say. I mean, because everything that's going to come out of his mouth is going to be beneficial to anybody, whether it be a college coach or a high school coach. Let everybody know how they can maybe contact you or get involved in some way, you know, when it rolls around next year.
Absolutely. So we have a website, Larry. It is SoFloCoachesClinic.com. That's SOFLO coachesclinic.com. And that whoever wants to go onto the page, they can see who our speakers were, from this past event that we have this past weekend. They can reach out to me. They can contact me. You know, like I said, I think the easy part is getting the coaches to present because they know and value the opportunity to provide this education. We are just looking to branch off in our local communities, local counties, to get those youth and high school coaches involved so that they can spend a day with us and get good food and get great presentations from great coaches and be able to shake hands and hug people and kind of get away from that Zoom that we've been so accustomed to over the last couple of years because of what we got used to during the pandemic. We're trying to break away from that and kind of go back to where we were maybe 10, 15 years ago, where coaches clinics really meant something, going to it as a staff, having great camaraderie behind it, just being with the guys and talking football is I mean, to me, is one of the most important things that you can do in the game.
Great stuff. Mike, I can't thank you enough for joining us. We'll step this thing up next year. We'll try to get a good attendance.
You bet, Larry.
When you talk to Coach Davis, tell him I said hello.
Will do. Thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Mike Wexler, South Florida Coaches Clinic. Try to step that up next year a little bit more so people could take advantage of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.